Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Abba.
And you're listening to Nostalgic. Abba.
So before we both appeared into everyone's ears,
yes,
we were talking about makeup.
We were talking about makeup and how I want to be makeup.
Yes, and it reminded me of this like white gay acquaintance I had in first year, who where like every time I saw him, he'd go like, like he'd just yell. And
yes,
honey, his beat was always on point. Like he was. Beat to
that.
The gods every single time I saw him. Like,
and in
oh
first
my God.
Year. In first year, that's mm-hmm. like, that's like, wow.
And
because not a lot of people have the skills. He did. Did he yes. evolve? Would he turn like makeup looks?
Yes. He kept turning looks for like a consecutive 5 years. And like, he was somebody that I'd only ever bump into on campus.
That is, see, gay people exist in many different ways. And
gay people exist, period.
Gay people exist, period. But that is a huge way gay people exist, is to just kind of be on campus. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Abba, what he said of every time he would see, he'd be like,
Yeah.
Like, that is pinnacle, like, gay school acquaintance. It's like, you're friends, but like, you might not hang out one-on-one, but like, you're still excited.
Exactly. Like,
that is very gay.
I don't want to say something controversial, but I'm going to say I'm going to be you today. I once had this class where the teacher used the term gay face, being like, oh, you know, when someone's gay, like they have gay face.
Yeah.
And everyone was kind of like, including me, because like that's very old school.
Yeah.
But my gay acquaintance had gay face.
No, and
like
it's one of those things where it's like in certain circles, if someone said that, I'd be like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if like a straight person made that joke, oh, they have gay face. I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, we are not a monolith. But like, we know, like us gays know that like.
Listen.
Listen, like.
When he was talking.
Oh, It's just like, sometimes it's just even like, if I saw just a still passport photo.
Yes.
Like there are some gays where I'll be like, he's gay. Like, yes. You just know. And it's not in like how they're dressed, how they're styled. Mm-hmm. It's literally the bone structure, something about it.
It's taking care of oneself.
It's just good. It's just moisturized skin.
I'm like, this person loves themselves. They're gay. Isn't that so funny? It's very queer to take care of yourself.
I know. It's so, well, okay. I'm going to be controversial now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be me again, where it's like, it's because I feel like a lot of like straight men are now getting into like skincare. So, yeah. And like, obviously that's great.
All the Leo men.
All the Leo. Because before it was literally like, oh, you wash your face, you're gay.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess I'm into it, but now it does kind of bum me out where I'm like, I'm like, you need to thank the people who came before you.
Thank you. I'm you like, know what I mean? Without Stonewall, you wouldn't have this.
No, literally, if you're a straight man and you're applying like Kiehl's moisturizer, I want you to literally thank Marsha P.
Thank
Johnson.
You. Thank
Just
you.
Literally thank her. Thank and it's you. Like, and you don't have to like make a post. You don't have to make it about your image. Literally, it has to be between you and Marsha in that moment where you just have to pay tribute.
I actually think that it's a very queer thing, like this act of taking care of yourself. It's very anti-capitalist, so hence yes. queer. But also on top of that, it's like this thing where I don't know why men are socialized to want to be ugly. What is that?
Yeah, it's about like wanting to be kind of, I don't even know if it's ugly. It's like you want to be like, oh, I don't care.
I don't care. Like, what
like,
is
I'm
that?
I'm a man. I got other stuff to think about. Like, yes. I'm thinking about, which, like, I guess in the times of, like, 1800s where, like, I don't know, you had, like, a farm to take
care
of. Like,
but even then.
And it's like now it's like the men who were like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. It's like, well, what else are you doing?
Exactly. You know what? I really think that there is a big thing like in the Black community where like Black men like take care of themselves. Like they go and they get their haircuts. Like a lot of Black men like moisturize, get their nails done. Like it's very Black to just present yourself well. Like Black people, that's a big part of pride.
Right.
It's just being able to present yourself well. And sometimes it goes into like respectability right. politics territory. But I think that white men need to learn. They need to learn. You need to, white men, start sleeping with a bonnet on your head to take care of your hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Start it's using like, oils.
Well, even now it's like the white men have kind of co-opted or appropriated like barbershop culture in a way where like now, you know, now there are those like hipster barbershops where it's all about like
it's beard a community
oil
space.
And it's a community space. And it's like, I feel like for the Black community, like, that's been happening for generations and generations out of necessity. And now it's like white people are like, well, I just want like my beard to smell nice. Like, like tobacco
and hang out at the barbershop and make it an aesthetic. Like, yeah.
And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I've been to, and I'll name them, Hastings Barbershop. And it's like a very bro-y, like masculine vibe. It's like there's literally like a motorcycle in one of those locations to make like straight men be like, it's
so
okay.
I'm
it's
like,
okay
you have to sit on it when but you like, get your haircut.
Literally, and they always offer people like a beer or like men a beer rather. And it's like, because they can't charge you for it or otherwise they'll need to be licensed. So it's kind of like a fun thing. I'm like, hey, you want a beer?
Like,
I've literally, and I've talked to other gays who have been in the space. It's like, we've never been offered a beer. Because it's like, I think they're like, oh, like, they won't be into that. And honestly, I probably would say no, because like, beer's not my favorite. I'd probably be like, got a White Claw.
Ben,
you know what I mean?
You are exposing them. This is.
Am I exposing?
No. Not, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Okay. It's a good, well.
Honey, go to the vulture with the story.
Go to the vulture. And it's like, to be fair, I feel like one time, like, one of the guys, like, forgot, and then, like, midway through, he was like, oh, hey, I forgot to ask, do you want a beer? And I'm kind of like, and I'm not going to be like.
He didn't forget, he was building up the courage.
He's building up the courage. And I'm not saying, like, oh, as a gay man, I was oppressed at a barbershop. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But what
I'm saying is
I feel like straight men are being, like, it's like, I feel like they really think that beer and that thing belongs to them.
Yes.
And it's like, part of me is right. Like, part of me is just like, take it. I don't want to drink it.
Yeah,
but
it
also,
bloats
I wanna
me.
I
want to
be asked.
Yeah.
It bloats me.
Yeah.
Give me a glass of Chardonnay. Actually, no. Even then,
that's
I
Aiden's like, thing.
That's Aiden's thing.
That's Aiden's thing. The Rihanna of comedy.
Oh, I miss whenever Aiden's not here. And listeners, you might Aiden's because he's a working girl.
He's a working girl. He's always busy.
Whenever Aiden's not here, there's always this energy of like our big sister's gone, and now we can kind of like go through her room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Our big sister's gone, and now we can go through her room. I
like,
love
see
that.
Her journal. See her
I
journal.
Really love that explanation. Oh my God. You know who else I love?
I know.
Honestly, I was going to transition when we were talking about beer because our guest very much does love beer. I have to say that she's my daughter. She's my literal daughter. Despite being older than me. She has been taking the Toronto comedy scene by storm ever since she was a wee child. She's been with Second City for a long time. She was recently a part of the Second City main stage before we were put back into lockdown. And we played Family on that same stage for a little show called In the Game that we literally did one preview for. Literally one, and then the world went to shit. But she's done other things. Take
it away. Untitled Black Sketch Project, hello, which mm-hmm. Ava's also a part of. And like mm-hmm. I've mentioned before, many past guests of Nostalgy, Coco Galore, yes. Thomas Charlie, Brandash Muhammad.
Brandon Hackett. Coco Galore,
truly. And okay, there's also, you would like to plug wanting to go to space/work at a space agency.
She's insane.
And how it's... So it started off as a joke, but it's like now...
She loves space.
Our guest really wants to work for, I'm guessing, NASA. I don't know if there are any other... No, not NASA.
She doesn't want to work for NASA.
Not for NASA. Okay, when we bring her in, she can plead her case.
She'll go off. Please prepare your ears for the voice of Inkasi Ogbonna.
Yes! Hello.
Hi, Hello. Angel. Plead your case. Why do you want to go to space?
Yes, why do you want to go to space?
Why do... one, it's just cool, and I hate how whenever people think of... Now I'm like, you're right, I am going to go off. I hate how when people think of space, like, no one actually... They just want to go and, like, whip around the world and like, float in zero-G, but it's like, no, let's learn about science. Let's learn about how we can cure osteoporosis. Let's learn about, like, AI. Oh. Let's give blood. Preaching, sis.
Oh, like my God.
The other day, Andrea Marston, amazing comedian, she texted me. She's like, are you jealous of the, like, civilian astronauts? I'm like, absolutely not. They're just going to go around the world a few times, come back down. I want to be giving blood, giving urine samples, fixing a broken space toilet. Yeah. I want to be doing spacewalks.
Wow.
I want to do that.
Oh my God.
You want them to put you to work.
You want to give blood and urine samples, I got full body chills.
Yes.
Like you want to be space. It's not that you want to go. Like you want to be there.
And
you
I have to stand. Oh my God. That is ambitious as fuck.
What do you
Canadian Space Agency? If you're
listening. Oh, they listen.
They listen.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. Okay. Yes.
They've been poaching us for years. They've been talking about bringing Nostalgic to space since since the beginning. But what's your dream? Do you foresee, like, are you like a moon girl? Are you a Mars girl? Are you just like flat out space? Are you a moon girl?
Not a Mars girl. Not because if you go to Mars, you stay there.
Oh. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I'm not into staying. Okay. The moon, maybe. But part of me is like, oh, do I want to go to the moon? But maybe because they're building a space station around the moon. I'm like, ooh, I'll do that because I want to stay for longer than like a couple weeks.
Yes.
How long was your dream?
Well, my dream is literally, so if you go to the ISS, you go for a 6 month. It's generally 6 months or short-term mission, which is 10 days. I'm like, no.
That's like almost 6 months. That's almost like a very hard time for your brain to wrap your head around. Because like I feel like the first 10 days you're really just being like, holy shit. You know what I mean? And then the moment you get used to it, you have to go back.
I imagine myself though also going up to space, like them opening the airlock, floating in and being like, nah, not
I'm going. not for me.
But yeah. I thought this would be cool, but you know what? Can I
exit?
Yeah, just let me go.
But did you hear that they're doing civilian spacewalks now?
Spacewalks?
Or not spacewalks. They're doing like civilian like space missions or whatever.
Yeah. And again, they're just going around the world.
They're just looking at the Earth.
Yeah, it's just like, look, regular people in space. It's like, that's great, but I want to do something. And if not, I still want to work for the agency.
Cause I mean, I've always loved in any space movie, the role I'd want to be is one of the people who's on the home base with a headset in the room with like all the screens. And like when they land, like I'm clapping, it cuts to me. Like I've been like a featured person in this moment. Like I'm kind of crying, like hugging like the person next to me.
Yes.
I've always respected that position so much. Would you be happy I could see really being...
This is like, horrible. Yeah. This is horrible. But I got into space because, like, during the quarantine, I love watching news of things that have happened when I either wasn't born or when I wasn't old enough to fully grasp it. So I was watching, like, the Challenger disaster because I wasn't born. And that was actually one of the people who stood out the most. Anyone who's in the control, they are, like, because you also have to be the person giving the bad news.
Yeah.
And, like, the one thing they always say that stands out is lock the doors. Like, that, I just got really
when
depressed.
When things go bad?
Because you have to lock everything so all the computers and stuff can't be touched, because that's all the evidence.
Fuck. Lock the doors.
So no one can get out?
That's ominous.
Essentially, yes.
That's ominous.
Well, you can leave eventually.
But it's so scary. We don't know that. Lock the doors.
We don't know that. What if they saw something or did something that they were like, actually, none of you
leave this room. Did you ever watch that show on Netflix called, like, Sex, Something, and Robots?
No.
Love, Death, and Robots or something like that?
No.
So there's this show. It's like... It's a bunch of narrative short films, essentially, that are about like either love or death or like robots. And each episode is made by like a different group of creators. So each aesthetic is different. And there's this one 3D cartoon like space episode where it's this one woman in space. She's in her pod. Something goes wrong. She has to go outside and fix it. But then she gets detached from the thing that's like keeping her on the ship. And she starts to float away, so she uses something, she takes something and throws it to propel her, to give her, like, a momentum. And she reaches the ship, but then her hand slips. And then she floats away even more, and she doesn't have anything else to give her more momentum. So, you guys, she cuts off her fucking arm. She, like... She opens the airlock, and her arm freezes, and she snaps it off, and she throws it to give her momentum.
See, in my mind, all I can think is, fucking idiot, you should have used your safer device. That's what you're fucking trained for, you dumbass.
Oh my god, we are going off!
And Cassie knows! She
Cassie,
knows!
We're going off.
You know exactly what to do in that scene.
Like, what do you... First of all, you didn't tether yourself properly. God. That's your first mistake, so probably you deserve to be floating about.
Oh
and the
god.
Second thing is, when you go floating, you got your safer attached to you, which is essentially your mini jetpack, which you use to get back. Idiot. Like, that's on her. She didn't have to cut off her. She's an idiot.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You're saying she was just looking for drama.
She was just looking for drama.
Like, she wanted her own, I'm trapped in a gorge cutting off my arm movie.
Okay.
Oh,
that's what you do.
She did.
She was aware they were filming.
that's what you do that for. That makes me upset.
You
this is very, I feel like you'd be very much like a Neil deGrasse Tyson in a movie theater watching a space movie, being like, that's not right.
That's not true.
Like, that's wrong.
That would never happen.
That would never happen.
She would die.
Like, didn't he get
happened.
Like, he got like kicked out of a screening of Gravity or something because
for
like.
Because also.
Yeah.
Oh.
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that space tie, shocking. It's like, take you're a grown man.
Yeah.
Grow up. But that also the word airlock that both of you mentioned, that is a word I'm nostalgic for because, like, just as someone who's like, I've watched a lot of like sci-fi stuff, like Big Battlestar Galactica girl, and that was. Airlock, the threat of being like, that's how they would like kill people on that show, is they'd be like, you're gonna go to the airlock, and then like the drama of like the door shutting, and then and then getting shot out into space. Something about that still to this day is so terrifying to me.
It's so scary. I think about
and
that
then you
all
freeze.
The time.
I'd love to go in an airlock if I was suiting up properly. Okay.
Excuse me. Before we start so talking about the band that you've brought to the pod today, I want to mention one more space thing. There's another space episode on this show on Netflix where also the algorithm, it's algorithms based. So there is no real first episode. They just go based on what you've already watched, what you'd like to see first. Ooh. So the first thing they showed me was the gayest thing ever. But anyways, there's this other space episode where this captain like wakes up after being transported Through like this high speed space mission, so they all have to be asleep or like they'll die or something.
He wakes up
from like the little machine and gets out, and he enters into like this lush, lavish like space apartment or whatever. This is like hundreds of years into the future, and he has sex with like this woman that he used to be in love with, and he's like, "This is so strange. Like everything went too perfectly." And she's like, "No, like I don't want to tell you this, but I'm computer automated. Like, I'm not actually here, and you're actually lost in space." And he's like, "Show me where I am. Show me where." Like, he's like freaking out. Shows him, and he's in like this big space graveyard of all these old ships that have just like collided with each other and like become intertwined. And there's all these dead bodies just like sprinkled about because everyone got stuck in the same like dimension. And yeah, and he's gonna live the rest of his life in like this like. VR reality.
And Cassie's like, idiot. They're idiots.
He's an idiot. Like, he should have never asked where he was. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Also, like with the robot woman, I'm assuming, like, most men can't get hard in space. Because when you go into space, because there's no gravity, all your fluids don't sit where they normally would, so they tend to rise up. So if you actually watch a lot of astronauts, they always look like puffy and red. It's because all the blood is like flowing up to there. The face. So it's very hard to get an erection, and most cannot.
Oh my god! Unless they have super dick.
Unless they have super dick.
Yeah, in the words of one astronaut who woke up, he would wake up with a hard on. He said it was hard enough to like cut through kryptonite, he said.
Oh my god, shit.
But most cannot.
So he just had super dick, the super dick that I spoke of. He had
that is super dick.
Yeah, if you want to start like procreating in space, just send him up.
That's a humble brag. That is a humble brag. My dick is so hard.
It can cut kryptonite.
I'm scared.
And it's wicked painful, apparently.
It must be, because like I feel like that would be like almost the equivalent of taking a Viagra or something, where it's like there's like almost like an influx of blood like rushing into one space. That would, oh my god. I'm learning so much today.
You know this what? We always need, we need to start recording when Aiden is available, because we've spent 19 minutes talking about space. But I'm excited for you to go ahead and introduce the pop artists you've brought to the pod today. Go ahead, Cassie.
I brought British pop star sensations.
Yes, you did.
Take that. I immediately was like, I know how Abba, like, I know exactly what Abba's going to say.
It is the most in Cassie group I could ever imagine you bringing to the podcast. But on top of it, it took me back to such a time. Oh my god. Yo, British pop was so popular in the early 2000s and the late 90s, and it made me feel like I was listening to it while I was washing the dishes this morning, and the sun was like shining into my little kitchen. I was like, oh my god, am I six again? It felt like I was six and the radio was on. Like, this is the type of shit that was always on.
The irony is, take that, didn't even make it big in America or Canada.
That's insane.
Back for Good was their one hit here, and I think Robbie Williams' song Rock DJ was his like one big hit here. But apart from that, they could not break it in. Yeah. And then instead, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, they came in.
Yes, because there's only one song that I remember by them, and the rest is like, it's insane. Like, I think also their sound is very, like, how do I describe it? All boy bands are gay, but their sound is queer. There's something about them that is very, very queer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They're like more, they feel like if we're comparing them to the boy bands of the time, they're a little bit more like cerebral in comparison. You know what I mean? There's something a bit more sensitive about them. Like, they're very much like a walk on the beach. Like, they're very much like, I don't know. I feel like they would wear,
and they literally have a music video them on a beach with the wind and everything. And it's gorgeous.
On a British beach? No. Was it a British beach?
No, I think, where's that beach where they have pigs?
Pigs?
I don't think it's Costa Rica. I don't know, but there's like a famous place that has pigs, and they filmed it there. It was them on the beach, like walking with the the wind blowing their open shirts.
That's it's so those band like so sexual, and it did made me feel like a little kid again. Like Abba Sang being like, "Oh, I'm seeing this album cover, and I'm like aware that they're handsome men, but I'm like, what do I do with these feelings? Like, I'm but a child."
The weirdest thing about that is like it brings you back, but at the same time, looking back as an adult, you're like, "You look like babies."
I know.
At the same time, you're like, oh, wow, when I was younger than you, this felt okay. But now that I'm older than you were then, this feels... Children. Yeah, this feels like someone was exploiting you. And most of the time, boy bands is like, they are being exploited.
It is so sad to see, like, the boys who would be on, like, posters and, like, your, I don't know, Chad Michael Murray's and like that type of, like that type of boy, like very like Aryan, like lean, like six pack, like surfer kind of dude. And like as a kid, you see that and you're like, that is a man. Like as an 8 year old boy, you're like a like tween. Like I'm like, okay, that is a 40 something year old man who's going to take who's going to take care of me.
Sorry, and now I'm just... I left for a second. Who was a 40-year-old man? Why did you say it like that?
We're talking about how, like, when you're a kid and you see, like, the hot it boys of the time.
Yes.
You're like, oh, like, that's a man. Like, you're like, that's a man.
Yeah,
but then you grow up and you're like, no, he might be 20, he might be 19.
Yes.
Either way, he looks like a teenager.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is, like, take that. Mm-hmm. They would... like the one member in the 90s, the youngest member was Mark Owen, because they're like, he looks like a little, like a boy. He's the boyish good looks.
Oh, God.
But the thing was, he was 2 years older than Robbie Williams, but they were like, your new age is this. So they made him the youngest and they promoted him as like,
that's
this
so
boy.
Weird.
That is
so weird. Pop can't, isn't it insane how for like Pop that's could gross. Never work like that again?
No.
Like, no manager is ever telling anyone, hey, like, say you're 20 and you're actually 34. Like, that's not happening anymore. That's
say you're 15, even though you're 18. Also, here, some leather chaps.
Yeah.
Go.
Yes. Literally, my God. Okay, the leather bootcut pants with tight mesh shirts and, like, and spiky hair. It took me the fuck back.
And also low-rise pants on men at that time. It's like, it's shocking to see.
Yes. It's shocking. But the butt dimples, even more shocking.
More shocking.
Just a little, yeah.
Love it. Like butt dimples seem like when you see them IRL, you're kind of like, wow. Like, how does that happen?
I agree. Butt dimples.
Me too, on the top of my ass.
Yeah. Where else would they be?
So you
can
have butt dimples at the side.
Oh, yeah, I just think it could be at the side. Yeah.
But I just love the way you asked. Butt dimples anymore.
No. Unless I feel like contour. Like, that's
more
like
those aren't butt dimples?
Definition.
I don't consider that butt dimple anymore.
Okay, well, the ass that I saw had a butt dimple. They were dimples. Oh my God. Okay, and Cassie, I need you to explain to me. I already know why I'd like this band if I had heard them when I was like a little kid, which I did. Like, it's their music is very poppy and it reminds me of like walking down the street when the sun is shining or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I want to know what specifically attracted you to Take That.
Okay, well, one, I kind of got into, so Take That was, they were big mostly, obviously, in the early 90s, and I was a bit too young for that, but I kind of caught on to the last bit of, like, Back for Good after Robbie had left. Mm-hmm. But then my interest kind of grew again in the early 2000s because Robbie came out with Rock DJ, and that was the first time I saw a man, and I was like, huh, I like that you're taking off your clothes. Then he started taking off his skin, and I was like, huh, I don't like this anymore. And I did not watch that music. I haven't watched the music video
Rock
since.
DJ. Okay, that name is so familiar to me. But also when you said that was the first time you saw a man that you were like attracted to, I thought you were just going to say like that was the first time you saw a man, period.
Period.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was the first time I saw a man ever. No, it was the first time I thought, not that like I'd seen people who I was attracted to, but it was the first time I was like, oh, tingly feelings.
I'm listening to it right now.
Yeah, and it's a great video, but it's like super disturbing. But this because of that, I started listening to Take That again, and I love boy bands in general. But then my thing that kind of took me over the edge with Take That is something most boy bands cannot do is transition into men bands. And Take That did.
Except for Boys to Men. They were boys, and they transitioned into men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got there eventually. No, but like, Take That. They were probably bigger the second time round than the first time round. And their music the second time round was great. And then Robbie came back. Then Robbie left. Then Jason left. And after that, it was like, I don't listen to them anymore. Their new stuff. Because they've lost the magic because there's only three members now.
Boo.
Yeah. And the members are the questionable ones. No, they're the ones. So it's Mark Owen, Gary Barlow, and Howard Donald, all tax avoiders.
Oh, nice.
What you're describing is literally like the last season of Misfits. I don't know if you ever watched that, but like all the like superstars left, and the last season was just like we were just picking at the bottom of the barrel.
I literally, truly, I love you so much because it's very and.
Alicia left. Robert
Chim. Alicia left. Yes. All of them. And well,
Simon,
I mean.
Simon.
And then Kelly left because well, she
assaulted someone.
She assaulted a cab driver.
And called him a slur.
Those names you listed just now, and Cassie, are the most British names.
Like, I swear to
Howard
God, you said
Donald. Bugsy, Bugsy.
Everything about them is just like wicked British. Like, Robbie Williams is from Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh my God, what does that even mean?
I don't know, but it's, I imagine fish and chips and an ocean and sea salt and sea salt. Racism and...
Yes.
It's England, like, of course.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I'm going to say something wildly controversial about English men.
Say.
Is I feel like sometimes when they're taken, like when they're plucked out of England and say like playing to like in Toronto and you meet like a British man, way more hot, like way more hot.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You continue if you have more, but I want
to
say something.
And literally, but it's just you go to the UK and then you're kind of like, well, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know what it is? I think that we give British men too much credit.
We do.
Because there was that big Tumblr era where everything was, I'm in love with this British boy and this British boy. They all look like they are dying of dysentery. Okay? I am tired of these Sweeney Todd. Listen, I am tired of these Sweeney Todd looking ass bitches. I don't find these unattractive.
Also, I love whenever people are like, oh my God, the British accent, so hot. It's like, you've never heard of British. You've only heard like one type of accent.
Yeah, the Oxford like posh accent. It's like the other one.
Like British people sound like ducks. It's a lot of squawking and whatever ducks do.
Yeah, you watch like Love Island and you hear how like the people talk on that. And you're like,
it's gross.
This is my favorite like British word, not British word, but British with an accent word is people from the north when they say three, it's free.
Free.
It's my favorite, like one, two, free.
Have you ever seen that clip from, I think it was Geordie Shore, and it's this girl witnessing a fight, and she instigated it, I think, and she's looking at the camera, they're doing her interview, and she goes, and oh my God, and at that moment, I knew I should have kept my mouth closed.
Literally,
she
Shrek.
Said move.
Oh my, I feel really, I watched this God, vlogger, so her name's Chanel Ambrose, and she's this black blogger from the UK, and she's from like London, and she had that accent, and it's so wild to watch her early videos, and now, and watch her try and, because she's like, I'm a country woman now, and she tries very, so her accent, if you watch her early videos, and now is completely different, because she's changed it.
Yes.
As
it's
time
like Beyonce.
Has gone on.
She's Beyonce'd. Beyonce, you sound like this. Like, she used to sound deep and like southern as fuck. And now she sounds like Gwyneth Paltrow, her bestie. Oh. But that's not her real bestie. But
they mustn't.
What you said in Cassie reminded me of how, like, do you ever watch Patricia Bright? She's another English vlogger.
No.
She does more like lifestyle stuff and. Mm. I'm waiting for her accent to change. Like, I'm not even trying to be problematic, but her accent kills me. When she talks from, like, the side of her mouth. She's like, I'm putting the baby to bed.
Oh, my God.
Nah. She's going to come after me. That was so rude. Spelled N-A-U-R.
N-A-U-R. It's so funny. Oh, my God. They're so ridiculous, British people. Mm-hmm. And whenever, like, it's also, oh my God, the Little Mix, the girls from Little Mix, or the women, they're like,
I like it.
Oh my God. I like don't really listen to their music, but what I can tell you what I've watched a million times is this compilation of them performing songs where they don't want to perform. Like, they're just not into it.
Yes!
So there's a song, I think it's Love Potion, or the song that they like really hate performing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like
Black Magic.
Yes, it's Black Magic. And literally they're like, so they're like looking off, like they're laughing, like some of them will be like, I'm sorry, fucked up there. Like, they're just like really like, they could care less. And like, it's so funny to see them. They'll be like composing, singing. They have gorgeous voices and it's like truly angels singing. Then they'll make eye contact and be like, oh my God. It's like, can't believe it.
I love that. Okay, this persona you're giving us of like the, oh my God, like they barely even care. They're kind of embarrassed to be up there. I love that.
They're embarrassed. They're truly so embarrassed. And they're like, oh no, I love it so much. British people are favorite.
I truly thought you were going to, when you said Little Mix, I thought you were going to bring up the video of one of the woman, Jessie, who just left. There's a video of her and they were doing, I think it was when they were on X Factor, and they were doing like one of those random games that they had in between acts. Mm-hmm. And it was like an accent game, and one of them got Jamaican. And it was just like, what? I know what she knew. It was like,
she got the card. They're like, can you do this one? She's like, I don't know if I can.
Malignant. Oh my God. What was she trying to say?
No one knows what was on that card.
Oh my God.
And her face.
Wow. And that's why she left Little Mix.
That's why she left Little Mix.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh my God. Little Mix was too mix up. Like, they took the duttiest people from the street and put them in a band. That was insane.
It's so weird how that, they literally, X Factor would do that. Just like get people who had never met before and be like, you're a group now because you're all the same height.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's how,
and they wanted, they wanted, what's her name? I can't remember her name. The blonde one.
I can't remember. I don't know their names.
I don't know.
They're not people to me. Perry.
But actually, Perry, as you said that, I was like, of course. Yeah.
I watched, because I used to, look, I'm into a lot of, like, that stuff. So I watched their season of X Factor when they chose them. And the entire season, they were like, make her the lead singer. And they're like, absolutely not. Yeah, we're in this together. Because, or it would have been her and because as the lead singer and everyone else's backup, like every other group. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Well, Destiny's Child situation, but like sometimes that's just for the better. To bring things back to take that. What is your favorite Take That song? And why?
Oh no, why? I did. Now I feel like, oh, this is too much. They're so. Oh, I love the song. So either The Flood or like SOS. It was from their album when it was a 2011 Progress album, and it was when they all came back together, and it felt like the family was getting together.
Okay. Yes.
And it was just like, after all these years apart, and like Robbie and Gary had their beef, and like the tabloids there pinned them against each other.
Yeah.
And so it was like everyone coming together for a big hug and like, let's sing about a flood. I don't know what the flood had to do with their situation, but just them together was just real sweet.
Listeners, and Cassie is cradling herself as she says this.
She's rocking back and forth.
Like rocking back and forth.
Like a baby.
That's,
like,
that's what the song, that, yeah. I don't know, just, it's, it, I don't know, it just, I love that song. Also SOS, just because it's, I like the song.
Yes.
Yeah. How also long was
it's a good song.
How long were they apart before they came back together?
So they, Robbie left in 1995. They tried to go on for a year in 1996. Oh yeah, and they had to set up like suicide hotlines.
No kidding.
The girls were like, they legitimately were. Yeah, it was insane. I remember, I watched this after, but they had a press conference afterwards.
Yeah.
Or, no, they had a press conference when they quit. That's when they had to get the lines. Because when they quit, I remember, like, Gary Bottle was like, and so, as of today, that's not his accent, by the way.
I was like, okay, donkey. Like,
but yeah, they were like weeping, and that was 1996. And then they came back in 2005 for a documentary. And at the end of the documentary, they're all sitting. They're like, is Robbie going to show up? And Robbie never showed up.
Oh my God.
He may have also been in rehab at the time, which is why he didn't show up.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
But then they got back in 2005. Yes. And then after the success of that, they had an arena tour. And then they're like, oh, that's really good. We should add some stadium dates. So they had stadium dates and they all sold out. And then they were like, well, I guess we got to release a song. So that kind of just evolved into them coming back together without Robbie.
Yeah. Then Robbie came back in 11. The fandom really like demand. There was a demand.
Yes.
For them to
come
back.
Yes. After the documentary, they were like, oh, they still like you.
This is so interesting. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's so funny to think that, like, bands that don't have, that aren't censored in the U.S., that don't have heavy U.S. success, like, people are giving them their all in other countries, and we just don't know about it. Like, people were, like, threatening to kill themselves over Lil Old Take That. That is wild to me.
Well, the thing is, it's funny. Well, it's funny because we're in this, I think, because we're so close to the U.S., we're in this bubble where it's like, oh, the U.S. is like, everything's big here. But it's like, no, Take That is massive in the U.K. Yeah. They're massive throughout Europe, specifically Germany. Right. Australia loves that. Australia loves Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams.
This I didn't know. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Robbie could go there right now and sell out stadiums in Australia. And the thing is, it's funny because when you look at their, like, the number of sales they've had, they're up in, like, the top 10 boy bands.
Wow.
But, like, because we're like, well, they weren't big here, so clearly they didn't sell that many. It's like, no, they did, just not here.
Yeah. She outsold, honey. Yeah.
Yeah. We just weren't
It's truly
attention.
A moment. Yeah, Canada, really, we do, like, kind of absorb that American solipsism of, like, if it's not popular here, then where's... But, like, the fact that there were hotlines, there were suicide hotlines. Because, sometimes I tell myself, I'm like, oh, like, fandom culture has only recently gone crazy because of social media. Mm-mm. But I'm like, clearly, no, like,
fandom, we just didn't see it because there wasn't social media.
Exactly.
It's like, if you watch over videos from, like, the 60s and 70s of, like, Marvin Gaye, Marvin Gaye performing, like, women were masturbating at their concerts and throwing their underwear on stage and chasing them after, like, their shows. Like,
I went to a Donnie and Marie concert. I've been twice.
Oh my God.
Because my mom loves them. And I remember at one point Marie, I think she's like a makeup line or something. Mm-hmm. And she was like, who wants a lipstick? And this one lady in like a Donnie Marie t-shirt screaming up the aisles. Like, she was the only one too. And she was like,
no one else wanted it.
Yeah. But she was doing the classic, like, and she must have been in her 50s.
Oh my God. Like, and she ran like that. She booked it.
Yeah, but watching, like, a full-grown woman just regress into, like, her 16-year-old self.
Yes. That is wild to me.
That is so cool.
And most of Take That fans now, because I'm in Take That groups,
I
kind of feel bad for them because they're in their, like, 40s and 50s, and they don't really get social media sometimes.
Yes.
Like, the other day, there was a woman in one of the groups. She's like, okay, so... Don't let this happen to you, but a man just messaged me on WhatsApp saying that he is Howard Donald of Take That.
Are you serious?
And he tried to get me to give him money. And I was like, honey, the first sign that it wasn't Howard Donald was you've never met him.
Exactly. Yeah. That's such a common scam, and it's my favorite kind of scam. And my favorite one that recently happened was somebody messaged a Beyonce fan recently and was like, hey, this is Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child. Me, Beyonce, and Michelle are going on a tour, and someone stole our credit card. Can you please give us your credit card information so we can catch a flight to Houston? I'll let you meet Beyonce. And then the next message was, hey, this is Beyonce.
so fucking funny.
Hey, I remember you posted that.
And it makes me so sad, though, when people are like, oh, yeah, that's real. Mm-hmm. That's real. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're so delusional. Like, that's so not sad. Okay, it's sad. This woman, yeah. it was a Nigerian scam.
Oh my god, no.
But also, I thought it was so funny that, like, a Nigerian would be like, let's look up Take That.
Yeah.
Because you know they don't know who Take That is.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Yo, as if one Nigerian to another Nigerian, when I know it's a Nigerian trying to scam a white person, I'm like, go, have at it. Thank you. This is reparations. But one thing I wanted to mention about how Take That makes me feel, like, they make me feel the same way that band that made All For Love makes me feel. I want you to know I do it all for love. What group was that?
Oh, I don't know.
That sounds familiar. I don't know.
You guys don't know that song, All For Love?
All For Love.
Color Me Bad. Like that just like really poppy, like late 80s, early 90s type of sound. Okay, you guys, fuck you. You don't know what I'm talking about. But Take That. I was texting Ben before we started recording this, but Ben was like, this makes me feel like a divorcee. And I was like, not only does listening to Take That make me feel like a divorcee, I'm specifically 53 years old. I'm from Palm Springs, and I'm a contestant on The Price is Right, and I'm there with all my friends.
Yes.
Yeah, and I can see the t-shirt you're wearing, too.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh my
god! The slightly oversized T-shirt, maybe with a Disney character.
Yes,
or a wolf.
Exactly that. Or a wolf in Cassie. You're there. You are there.
A wolf and a moon, kind of like with the
moon phases of the moon.
Yeah. I always feel super out of place in the fandom because I'm the youngest person there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only one who's not white.
Yeah.
White women love them.
Oh, they love them. Are you, I want to know, like, are you a huge fan of, like, Britpop from that era in general? Was that your thing, kind of?
Honestly, not really. I did get back into, like, it in the early 2000s, like, Five. What's her face? Billy, I can't remember her last name now. She was on Doctor Who.
Billy.
My
brain is fighting to the impulse to say eyelash. Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
The first companion for the new series.
I have no idea.
She's on that show now that starts with a P and has Josh Hartnett on it, I think.
I wish Aiden was here. Let me just Google this. Doctor Who new lady.
Doctor Who new lady?
You'll get so many different...
Jodie Whittaker?
No, that's the actual doctor.
She's the actual doctor.
I don't know this. I got off somewhere a long time ago, y'all. I don't know what you're talking about.
But this does sound so... It's not... No, I literally was about to say, it's not Corinne Bailey Ray.
Billy Piper.
Billy Piper! Okay.
Yeah, so I kind of got... And then, like, Robbie Williams, I got back into it. But I was mostly into, like, Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back then, but as I got older, I was like, I like Take That more, and there's your political views are less disturbing than Backstreet
and there's
Boys.
More substance. Okay, what are Backstreet Boys' political views?
Oh well, mainly Nick likes hitting women. you didn't
Nick Lachey. Yeah.
We're talking about Backstreet Boys, not 98 Degrees.
Oh wait, Nick Lachey is not from Backstreet Boys.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Yo, I'm showing my ass right now. I never listened to
Nick Carter.
Boys.
But then the worst is Brian is like a hardcore Republican. Like, here's my parlay account to Republican.
Are you serious?
Ew, not parlor.
That's disgusting. I don't
That's
like
that. That's gross.
Like, the men in Take That are gross too, but not as gross. Like, they cheat on their wives, but it's like no one's you know, basic rights are being infringed upon in general.
I mean, the
taxes. The taxes thing.
What's the deal with the taxes? So the three guys, they just are tax evaders, like, period? Like, have they served time?
So here's the thing. Tax avoidance is not the same as tax evasion.
Oh.
Tax evasion is when you, like, don't pay your taxes.
Okay.
Tax avoidance is when you find a legal loophole to not pay your taxes. Oh. It's immoral. So like when you're like, oh, it's on an island. So they played the whole like, oh no, our accountant told us this was totally legal. Oh. We didn't know. And then like as forgiveness, they did eventually pay, I think it was £20 million.
Which is close, oh my God.
Each or like between them?
I think between them. It was between them and some other guy who was part of, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah,
$20 million. That's like what, $5 million each if it's between four?
So like $10 million-ish if you're talking about like Canadian dollars.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And maybe that's why they're keeping touring as a threesome, because they're like, we still gotta.
They need to pay that shit back.
Yeah, we need to make the money back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then one of the guys, Howard, is. Oh no, never mind. He's a horrible person. He's very much into, when the pandemic started, he posted this whole long thing about like wearing masks and how like Bill Gates is stealing the because there was all those conspiracy theories about how like Bill Gates had the cure but wasn't giving it. And he was like, did you see this? That's what happens when you have money. And it's like,
unfortunately.
Oh my God.
But Howard, like, with your old ass, the virus affects you the most, no?
Like, Howard also, he was like, the member who was like, you know, there's always one member you're like, you're much older.
Yes. The old ones.
Yeah. Like, Howard is painfully older.
Oh my God. That's so wild. I'm always afraid that I'm going to get in trouble for tax evasion or like.
I don't think you will.
I feel like I might.
No.
I feel like because I'm Nigerian, like something like that's going to happen to me. It happened to my uncle. His accountant is also Nigerian and did some dumb shit, and now he owes the government money.
Is your accountant Nigerian?
No, my new accountant is, I think, I don't know where he's from. He's brown.
Oh, you're fine. He's not Nigerian. He's fine.
He works multiple jobs, and he's one of my mom's friends. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, no, the fact that he's a mom's friend is like, that's, I mean, so if he screws you up, there's no chance.
There's chance. I feel like it's easier to screw. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's easier to like smooth it over, be like, oh my God.
My God, it was mistake, friend. Mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, if I didn't know you, I'd be like, take your money and run and just leave and not care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're easy in both different ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Cassie, I must ask, because we're talking about boy bands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The gay one from NSYNC, also a space fanatic. Do you?
He was supposed to go to space.
Lance, what? Yes, that's right.
Why was he supposed to go to space?
Because, again, it's the whole thing with citizens just wanting to rip around the world. I'm so sorry. It's getting me upset.
You really hate that.
You hate it?
Yeah, like, just because you want to go because you have money? Like, great.
It is kind of, it contributes to pollution as well, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure that rocket fuel.
Like, wouldn't it?
I'm sure, with
Elon building, like, thousands of rockets and just launching them.
This is a soft spot for Incassi. For casual space travel to be like your trigger is so funny to me.
I will say, because you were mentioning like the idea of like Lance going up. I don't know what his circumstance was, in the sense like, was he going to just whip around the Earth? Was he going to the ISS? But
I think he was like legitimately training
to be an astronaut.
I don't know if it was like to legitimately be an astronaut or like, but he was like. I remember like hearing that he was like getting personal trainers and he was like doing like the tests and he got denied or something. Some space agency was like, no.
No.
Because I'm wondering what exactly he was going to do, because what's her face from Phantom of the Opera, the original Sarah Brightman? She was supposed to go to space. And I didn't know this because I was reading one of my astronaut friend's books. Like,
oh
I
my
knew him
God. Because well, I feel he, like in your because head
he, too. Because he liked one of my posts.
He's a friend.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. So there's an astronaut, Tim Peake. I don't know why I'm like, he loves
No, name drop, girl. Name drop.
Yeah. Name drop, Tim Peake. That's huge.
Yeah. Yes. So he, in his book, he talks about how Sarah Brightman was supposed to go to space. And he was like, she was supposed to go for 10 days. And everyone felt really bad for the European astronaut that had to go with her, because it was kind of like, oh, you get to go with a pop star for 10 days. But he was like watching her train in Russia. Okay. She was like, they were like, she was putting everything in. Like, she was ready to go and taking it so seriously. So if Lance was doing that, I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
Sarah didn't go eventually. You would have known.
But why didn't she go?
They didn't say. No one. She just pulled. Yeah, she was just pulled one day.
Wow.
Just like the black astronaut was pulled back in 2018, who was supposed to travel with my favorite German astronaut.
Why was she pulled? Just for no reason?
They didn't. She doesn't know. They didn't tell her. But her brother was just like, racism.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
And she's going next year.
Good. She better.
She better. We're going to be, now ABBA and I are involved in space, like, we're going to be keeping tabs.
Yeah. We're going to stand outside of NASA.
Hold them accountable if they don't send her again.
What's her name?
Janet Epps.
You're going to space, Janet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hearing her name, like, confirmed that she was black to me. Just she's hearing it sends something through me.
On Stargaze, one of my character, it's oh my god, it's Mae Epps, and it's I named her after Mae Jameson and Janet Epps. Two black women. So...
I love that.
Does she know about this?
Who? Janet? Mae? Because Mae only has 5,000 followers, so I was like, I could probably message
Mae
her.
Mae only has 5,000 followers. You should.
You should. If you tag her, she'll see it. It won't be lost in the clutter.
I think it's a lot. It's not that hard to be friends with celebrities.
It's hard. Well, look, I won't lie. Have I written to an astronaut before? A long, heartfelt letter? Once.
Okay.
He's in space right. He did not look at it.
Okay.
He's in space right now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. The internet must be bad.
Yes, of course.
That's
but
why.
It was just like a whole busy. Letter He's that busy. I was like, I look up to you so much.
Aw, that's really sweet. So.
Also, you're black, and I wish I had someone to look up to you when I was a child, but I still can look up to you now. Anyways, he didn't look at it, so Victor Glover, if you're listening,
please respond. That's a really sweet letter. That's really kind.
Victor in this.
We'll tag him. It reminds me of the time in second year, when I was really obsessed with Waka Flocka and I was listening to his music a lot, and I sent him a message on Facebook that was like, you're my thug crush. And he didn't respond, but he did open the message.
Oh, I don't.
That's like when I sent Paul Rudd a nude when I was hot.
Jamaican King
Paul
he's
Rudd.
He's gay. I know he's gay in my heart.
Really?
Yeah. In my heart, I know he's gay.
Abba, that's... Don't tell me that. You can't encourage me.
Short King. He's a short gay king. And he's Jamaican. Jabuki. Okay. Jabuchi.
Oh my god. You are ridiculous. Okay. To bring it back to Take That.
Yes, please.
If Take That did like a reunion or another tour, or like, well, they are still touring, but if they did like a big, like Robbie Williams comes back, like
Jason Orange comes back, please name them all if you're going to.
I mustn't, Orange. As I don't know their names. But if they all came back, are you there following them on tour?
Yes, not following them. I'm not one of those white women. Who does that? I actually was going to go see them on their tour, the one right after the 2011 one, but then Robbie was like, I'm not doing it, and then Jason left the group, and I was like, well, Jason was literally my reason, like he's my favorite member, so I was super bummed when he left. So if it was just the three of them, no, but if it was all five of them, 100% I would go see them again.
Do you think it'll ever happen? That's Is there a possibility, or do you think, like, because Robbie has like a career.
They have to pay those bills. They have to pay those taxes back.
Robbie, the only reason he would come back is just like, I want something different to do. He wouldn't, because he doesn't need to actually come back. I think Robbie would come back because he's so rich. He's like, this is just fun for me.
He just wants to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
And just be weird on stage. Jason Orange is the problem.
Mr. Jason you should, Orange. Yeah,
that just sounds Orange. Like a such a made up name to me, but I love it.
Yeah, that's he a good name. Years ago, I screen grabbed my text messages to my friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see this. Wait.
What the fuck? Jason quit. He out. He quit. Take that. What the fuck? I know. Oh my God.
That was literally the September 24th. Yeah, this is from September 24th, 2004. And then I like, I screen grabbed his.
2004.
Yeah, this is, I kept it on my phone. I screen grabbed his letter saying like I want to like him leaving letter from the website. Yeah. I screen grabbed the whole thing. I screen grabbed a BBC headline where he left because I didn't want to forget that moment. And then I was super upset because it was 2 days before my birthday, and I was like, "You did this on purpose."
When's your birthday?
September
26th.
And he left. You're a Libra.
Libra.
Yeah, and I was super upset that he chose to leave right before my birthday.
Oh, that's fucking rude.
Yeah.
Did Libras that, like, send are you huge into fans of things.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That has to... Yeah, that...
Yeah. Is more as a honestly, fan of things.
That makes sense to me talking to you and Cassie, because you seem to be a huge fan of space, and take that.
Yeah, I'm a wicked huge fan
of
space.
Oh my God, this is insane. I'm going to kill you and Cassie.
This is so... Oh my God.
Listener, she used her green screen to turn herself into a white astronaut man.
And Cassie, could you do it again so I could take a screenshot?
Please. Please give context.
Let me find it again. Okay. Oh, wait. Ugh, I have a green screen.
The police are coming for you.
Oh my God. We got it. It's so haunting. It's like...
Oh my God. Ew, and Cassie.
It's Alexander Gerst. He's my favorite astronaut.
He and looks like his he's name is Alexander Gerst.
He's very German.
Very German.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is he single?
I don't know. His Wikipedia page says he is.
You want him to be single, Ben? For what?
No, for Nkasi.
Oh. Thank you. No, I don't want that for Nkasi.
You would want an astronaut?
He not looks him.
Like, not he
him.
Looks like 70% of the people I've dated.
And Cassie.
No, don't do that. Stop it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He looks like such a Gerst. That's why.
It's yeah. Gerst. Yeah, he's the cutest redhead right after Mars.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what?
Oh my God.
I can't blame you.
If anyone from a space agency is listening, or if anyone has like maybe a potential tie, like we need to hook him Cassie up.
We do. Like, we need to hook our sis up.
Your passion, it's like bounced onto me. Like now I want to watch like Ad Astra after this. Like, I want to watch like a space movie.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to watch Interstellar.
As we're coming to the end here. I want to know, like, what do you see for Take That's final project if they were to come back together? It can be anything. Doesn't have to be music. It could be, like, they collab on a fucking coloring book. Like, whatever.
That would be good.
That'd be funny.
I kind of imagine them doing... I imagine it being, like, years in the future, all coming together, them doing a tour, but them being, like, really old, so all the songs are done with, like, tartan blankets on their laps and aww. On a stool and just, like, sitting there. Everybody, want you back? Want you back? Like, and, like, a really chill theater tour.
Cute. Yes. Where everyone's sitting, kind of.
Yeah, soft seat theater.
Okay, you know, nice.
You know, they have their water, their prune juice.
Okay. They need to soften the stools while they're performing. Prune juice.
Yeah, maybe Howard's dead.
Okay.
Maybe.
Carrying or the he got around. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's dead because he's old, or he got COVID, one or the other. Both, okay, maybe.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah, and Robbie being the only person who's still, like, dancing, too.
Who's still,
I feel like
he has enough money, I feel like, to be okay into his old age.
Yeah, he won't look, like, he'll look like he's 60, but 60 with a lot of work.
Yes.
He'll be wearing, like, leather pants still, like,
They'll try and get into some of that leather.
They'll try.
Isn't it so fucked up when male celebs get work done? Because it's so obvious.
It really
except
is.
For like Drake. Drake's work isn't obvious.
What has Drake had done?
He got work. They got
he
work.
He got his nose done. He got his forehead done. He got his cheeks done. He got his chin done. He's gotten really? A lot of work done. Yeah. Go and look at his face.
Oh, I did
I
not
feel
know.
Like, yeah, it's like
there's
when
nothing
you
wrong
have,
with getting work done. But.
No, absolutely. If you have the money, if like, I feel like, yeah, with like Drake and Kanye, when like, I'm sure they're getting like the top tier.
Kanye got his abs done.
Like silicone, like, and.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like, Kanye, you have the money. Like, you could literally just like pay someone to make you get abs.
He doesn't want the train.
Wow.
Oh, his head is different.
Yes. Everything about Drake is different. And it's like subtle differences. Whoever did his work did a great job.
It's funny when, because when straight men get work done, it's almost like they're trying to preserve like a like masculine, like they sort of their idea of like what it means to be like a handsome man, like square jaw, like what, and like you're like white Euro beauty standards of like thin nose, et cetera, like all that stuff. But when gays get work done, it's literally, they just want to be a fierce alien. That's all they want.
Like, it's just it's like huge,
huge
lips,
like cheeks,
the cheekbones,
and
cheeks huge, like the eyebrow, like arch, like your eyebrow becomes like kind of a drag, like it's very.
Everyone looks like Boa. Boa has
and
good
honestly,
work.
I love like I love that.
Yeah.
But when it's and then when old like straight men get work done, I kind of am like, you look like a gay man.
Like Steven Tyler.
Oh,
honey.
Yes.
Oh. We all made a face.
Yeah, we all made a face.
Because you all know what face he has now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I forget who this was. I think it was Conan or something was saying on a podcast of like when he was like, I don't know, his peak late night career. And he was interviewing like lots of like older like Hollywood men. Mm-hmm. And he said like, if you look behind their ears.
Oh.
That's where like the
honey,
face,
they
the
be yanking,
pull.
Yanking.
It's and literally he has stories where he's like people's sideburns growing behind their ears.
Yes. Yes.
Because of that's how
yes, far back. At a certain point, just let yourself age. Anthony Bourdain style, like he looked his age.
Yeah.
He looked like he did drugs in his youth and it suited him. He looked like his life had been well lived. Like he looked really beautiful in his old age.
Also, part of me is like, when like for men, I'm like, just age. No one cares. You're still a man. That's what matters.
Yeah. I'm like, you have the luxury of no one really caring.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah, but as we reach our end, like, where can people follow you? And do you have anything coming up in Cassie that you want people to check out?
Follow me on Instagram, Varnished of Valkyrie.
Yeah.
It's mostly just beer.
And nails. And nail pictures. And sometimes your torso.
Yeah.
Your nails are great today.
I'm thirsty. Thank you.
You're hot.
Yeah.
That's why you're thirsty.
It's so hard being attractive. No.
And single,
I don't have anything. Do I have anything coming up? No.
UBSP, we might be, are we doing something soon?
We're in theory doing something. We just don't know what we literally don't know what it is.
In like June, right?
I don't know. So like follow
UBSP.
USP.
USP.
Follow Untitled Black Sketch Project.
Yes, and someone will post something
when
about
we're doing
something happening. When something's happening, which it will happen.
Yeah. Please follow me on Instagram at ABAQUANN. I only post selfies and pictures from projects that I do sometimes. So follow for that. And follow me on Twitter at ABAQUAN.
And you could follow me at JK Miss Thing on Instagram, Ben Sosarite on Twitter. I might change my Instagram to Ben Sosarite.
Please.
Stay tuned.
Wait, what did I say, please?
Well,
I mean,
honestly,
as in like people, you know, like girl.
I think I should.
I like it for you because everyone loves you. And I feel like having your name will allow you to be more.
Yeah, it's like, I need a new era.
Yeah, it's a good era.
Thank you. And Nostalgic Pod at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Nostalgic Pod. Leave us a rating and review. Truly, 5-star reviews or ratings help a lot. Just like leave a 5-star. Yeah, just leave a 5-star if you like it, if you're laughing.
But actually, we do need a lot because sometimes I'll go and read the comments. And you guys have been posting comments, and thank you so much for that. But when I go and read the comments, sometimes I'll accidentally give us 3 stars because I'm trying to swipe up. And then my finger gets caught on the 3-star. So please give us a few more 5-star ratings. I fucked up the thing.
I've done that before too, where I've accidentally, on podcasts I've left 2 stars. I'm like, well, sorry. But.
Sorry
about it.
Well, sorry about it.
You're fine.
But in Cassie, thank you so much. I feel like we've sent our listeners through a journey of time and space and pop literally. Culture and today. We have to stand.
Thank you. I'm going to log off and go eat a salad.
I'm going to finish my ackee and salt bit.
I love that for you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Okay, so you've been listening to ABBA.
And you've been listening to Ben.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.